Hey guys, it's Emma
and Shannon,
and welcome back to our podcast, She's an Engineer.
Thanks for tuning in this week. In today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about project management, and I know this is something I talked about in our first episode of this year when we were talking about long-term goals and planning for your career. And I just wanted to focus on a little bit of an introduction to project management and maybe how to start getting into that when you are at the beginning or intermediate stage of your career. And then a few project management skills and methods that you can consider. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was just the goal of project management, or what exactly that looks like in the engineering world. And engineering project managers focus on planning, directing, and coordinating the efforts of engineers to deliver a successful project. So often, the project management role starts with client communications and project planning. So this is the initiation of a project. Sometimes you'll get sole sourced work, or you may also have an RFP or RFQ, which is request for proposal or qualifications. And so this is most common with engineering consultants who are project managers. If you work in the public sector, then you probably just are assigned a project management role. Once the project is initiated or you win the project, you would start on writing a scope for the project and also determining the budget and resources that are needed. So this is a big effort in the beginning. If you're a consulting engineer, you'll probably work with the client to talk about the outline of the scope and what steps you think are important to get to the finish line of the project. And you'll also budget people's time. So you have to have a pretty good idea of maybe similar examples to this project that have been completed in the past, or how many hours it would take an individual person to complete their task. So once that is all figured out, and if you're a consultant, you have that scope of work and contract signed with the client, then you have a kickoff meeting. And the kickoff meeting is just getting all of your team members together. Normally you've talked to them prior to make sure that they have availability to work on this project, but you get everyone together and you discuss the schedule, the budget, the planning, and the next steps, what the next few months or however long this project will take. You talk about what that will look like. So after you get everyone on the same page with this kickoff meeting, you start the execution phase. And this is just mainly when you are doing the project itself. And this step in project management takes the longest amount of time. And it's also just really important to delegate tasks appropriately and making sure that you're keeping track of the budget and also the schedule as the project continues. So this is the largest phase of the project, just as execution. Normally during this phase, you'll deliver draft reports or draft drawings or some sort of incremental deliverable to the client and receive any feedback or advice or additional information to complete the project. So after getting all of that feedback, you'll come to the final deliverable or final product at the end of the project, and that'll be sent out to the client or sent out to whoever you're working with to then take this project to the next stage, such as construction. Once your job is done and the final deliverables are sent out, then you go through project closeout. So this would look different probably at different types of companies, but there's different internal procedures you'll go through, and also final invoicing. So if you're working as a consultant, you'll bill the client along the way, and these are called invoices. And this differs depending on the type of project and how the contract is set up. Normally, you'll send out monthly invoices. And then at the end, you would finish up with a final invoice. In a nutshell, that's just a description of the types of skills, the types of activities a project manager would do. And it's a little more geared towards being a project manager in the engineering consulting world. After that introduction, I wanted to give a few tips on how to start getting into project management as a more entry-level engineer. And this is something I'm currently exploring as I'm trying to figure out my own career track. A few of my tips include, first, start off talking with a supervisor or mentor at your company and talk about what the project management career path looks like at that company and when you really need to make that decision to be more technical or go down the PM route, or if there's some sort of combination of the two. So This will help you identify your own career path and start to narrow down what you enjoy and how that aligns with your long-term career goals. At this time, you should also talk with some current project managers at your company and see why or how they got into project management and how they enjoy it. So this is another way you can try to determine if it's a good fit for you, just kind of talking with someone and seeing if this is in line with your interests and goals. And then I think once you decide that you are pretty interested in the project management route, or at least you're interested in exploring it, because it doesn't hurt to just get a little bit more experience with it, I would recommend starting small. So start off as a deputy project manager or assistant project manager for maybe a smaller project at your company and see if you enjoy it. You'll be given some of the more introductory tasks and you'll be working under an experienced project manager to help guide and lead you along the way. And then also, as you're getting this experience, I think it's important to ask for feedback or advice to see what you could be doing better or if there's any specific skill sets that you should be learning. And then lastly, if you think you really want to get into project management, you could consider taking classes. Universities often offer many different project management courses. Or initially, when I was interested in project management, I took a LinkedIn Learning course, which was specific for Microsoft Project, which I think a lot of the engineering world is familiar with this, but Microsoft Project is a more complex Microsoft product, and you can use it for scheduling and budgeting for a specific project. So look for different ways to advance your skills. And now, after this introduction, we're going to transition over to some specific project management skills.
Yeah, so one important project management skill is to know how to plan and schedule. And these are essential for engineering managers to plan and schedule projects effectively. And so they can be complex and they can involve multiple stakeholders like clients, contractors, and regulatory bodies. And so effective planning and scheduling ensures that all of the project activities are aligned and all the resources are allocated correctly. They must also be able to develop realistic project timelines. They have to identify and manage project risks and ensure that project objectives are met.
In this beginning stages of a project, the planning and scheduling, you'll often create some sort of project management plan, PMP, or something similar for your company. And this will just help you organize all of your projects. So this plan would include the schedule, the resources, and the scope. And then it's important to share the project management plan with all members of the team so everyone is on the same page. So along with planning and scheduling, another important skill is knowing how to budget and manage your resources. Since engineering projects can be expensive and budgeting is a critical aspect of project management, this is really important. Engineering managers must have pretty good budgeting skills to ensure that projects are delivered within the allocated budget. So you'll decide on this budget prior to signing a contract or prior to starting work. And often if you're unfamiliar with how much time it would take to complete a specific task, you would just simply ask one of your team members who has more experience than you for how long it would take. So make sure that you have a good understanding of all of the different tasks of a project and how long each of these would take before you actually start. So having strong budget skills includes understanding project costs, managing your resources, and identify potential cost savings. So it's better to over-predict how much a project would take and then come under that budget in the end. And identifying potential cost savings in engineering, sometimes this would mean budgeting for someone who has a higher salary to complete a task, but then maybe delegating pieces of that to a more entry-level engineer to save money. So effective resource management ensures that all project resources, including human resources and equipment, are allocated efficiently.
Another really important skill for project management, or for basically like any role that you might have, is communication and leadership. And So engineering managers must be able to communicate their project requirements, their risks and objectives to all of the stakeholders effectively. They must also be able to lead and motivate their teams to achieve project objectives. This is something you might have already experienced in college, probably when doing like an engineering capstone project. So effective communication and leadership also requires strong interpersonal skills. So you need to have the ability to build relationships with your colleagues, the clients, your manager even, and the people that are working with you, to be able to manage conflicts and provide constructive feedback to all members of your team.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And another skill set is quality management. Engineering projects require a high level of quality to ensure the final product meets the customer's requirements and regulatory standards. Effective project management skills are essential for quality management. So engineering managers must be able to define and measure project quality, identify potential quality issues, and develop a quality assurance and control procedures. This requires a deep understanding of the quality management principles and ability to implement them efficiently. So often with that project management plan that I talked about a little bit ago, you'll write some sort of quality assurance or quality control plan. And I think this is really applicable if you're writing a lot of documents. So you just write out the procedure for the different people to review and how one of these reports would become a draft and eventually get to a final product. So having those laid out in some sort of document for everyone to reference is a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm. And the last skill that we'll talk about today is risk management. So risk management is extremely important for engineering projects and project management in general, because all of these projects are inherently risky, and effective risk management is critical to your project's success. And so engineering managers must be able to identify potential risks, assess their impact on the project, and develop risk mitigation strategies. And this requires strong analytical skills, the ability to make informed decisions based on data, and also a deep understanding of the engineering industry and like the type of project that you're working on in general.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And a lot of the times the risk management or how risky a project is will be analyzed at the initiation stage of a project. And so you'll go through some sort of procedure at your company and give the project a different rating and write out all the potential risks in different categories. So this is analyzed prior to accepting a project. And along with you feeling comfortable accepting that risk, a lot of the times there's a procedure at your company too. And so make sure the company is okay with that risk level as well. And I think that's mainly applicable to a lot of fieldwork projects or construction projects are a little bit more risky than just doing office work. Okay, so that summarizes the basic skill sets that you would need to become a project manager. And now we're going to talk about a few different project management methods or styles to consider. The first one is the waterfall or predictive method for project managers. And this method is the traditional approach to project management. The waterfall method is linear, in which the project team must complete one task before it can advance to the next task. And it's best suited for projects where the requirements are well understood and the technology is straightforward. A significant effort is spent to create a project plan and define the scope, cost, and schedule. The waterfall project management system is used by engineering project managers who have a really clear idea of the processes, the designs, and deadlines in place for the project. This method is ideal for projects that involve large teams. However, it does require constant communication within the team to ensure that every member is aware of the progress of tasks and as they're completed to prevent tasks from slipping through the cracks or creating bottlenecks in the process. And so this method is ideal for projects that have strict structural requirements where the team must address any changes in the beginning stages of a project life cycle. So this could include something like a construction project would be pretty suited for this waterfall method.
Another method that could be used is the agile method. And so this is an approach to project management that focuses on incremental deliverables And it breaks a project down to incremental milestones throughout the life cycle of the project rather than just sequential tasks. And these staggered deliverables make it easier for team members to incorporate changes throughout the project, and it also helps project managers to readjust the project based on what they learn along the way. It also gives clients the freedom to provide feedback throughout the project, and it makes this management style a good fit for clients who don't have a clear, rigid, or predetermined requirement for the final outcome. And it's basically described as a mindset for delivering value to the customer. So it's focused on making sure that the customer is reaching the goals or has the ability to basically like adjust their goals based on the project and how the project is going.
Mm-hmm. And next we have the Scrum method, and the Scrum method is a type of the Agile method. So like Agile, Scrum incorporates continuous improvement into the progress to complete a project. Scrum assigns roles on the project team without hierarchy and attempts to keep the workflow simple and transparent. Scrum teams are meant to learn from experience and use set tools and meetings to self-organize. Proponents of this method believe it can be applied to any type of organization. And for example, computer engineers have used Scrum to develop software systems, particularly when the methodology incorporates existing engineering practices. So the continuous improvement focus can help teams improve quality, productivity, and accuracy.
Another method that can be used is the PMBOK method, that's spelled P-M-B-O-K. And that's basically an overarching book of knowledge for project management and strategies, such as waterfall and agile. These fall within PMBOK. Unlike the strategies that were discussed before, like the Scrum method and agile and waterfall, it's more of a foundation or a reference guide that incorporates project management best practices and principles along with the other methods to execute a project. And so basically, it describes the five steps in project management, which is initiation, planning, execution, controlling, and closing. So it's basically, it encompasses basically like all of the methods that have already been described as well.
Mm-hmm. Next, we have the Six Sigma method. And I know specifically for this one, you can take courses online to get more information on this method. But in summary, the Six Sigma method identifies and removes the causes of input defects and process waste to improve the quality of the output in an operation. It focuses on quality management, and this methodology uses empirical and statistical approaches to analysis. Six Sigma was popularized when General Electric embraced it as a business strategy in the mid-1990s. It became the project management style most often applied to fields outside of engineering. Six Sigma statistical tools are often used by biomedical engineering project managers who are responsible for reducing costs and cycle times, as well as product defects in components such as orthopedic joints or other biotechnologies. The process of values stream mapping and process modeling lead to improve operational efficiency. Its statistical tools identify causes for error and give engineers the opportunity to develop process improvement strategies before a product is produced.
And the last method that we'll talk about today is the Lean method. And so the Lean method is basically an approach that focuses on maximizing value while minimizing waste. It's most often I've seen used in the manufacturing industry. And it was originally developed in Japan by the Toyota company. And the overall goal of this method is to reduce Muda, Murray, and Mira, which is collectively known as 3M. So Muda stands for wastefulness, and it reduces work that doesn't add value, which improves the efficiency of the project. Murray means irregularity, so adding selective capacity can help level the workload between individuals who are working on a specific project. And Mira means overwork, so minimizing overworking conditions improves morale and productivity, which is also part of why a lot of manufacturing industries do like shift-based work, and they have like set hours for the employees to work. And This project management system is used by engineering project managers who want to improve resource efficiency in their processes and their projects. And this, although we talked a lot about the manufacturing industry and, you know, working in the factory, this can also be applied to the office as well, just like within an office-based project.
Mm-hmm. Until I researched this project, I actually didn't know what 3M stood for. So yeah. This is interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So in conclusion, I think it's important to know about all of these different strategies or methods if you're going down the PM route. But I think it's also important to consider integrating your own communications or leadership skills into these methods and just making sure you're keeping it your own style. And then, yeah, always looking to improve upon your communication skills too. I think being a project manager, at least in the beginning, it seems like it's a pretty big learning curve. And a big tip I would give is you're probably never going to over communicate anything. So just make sure that you're communicating everything you can in the best possible ways for different types of people. So this could be like sending Teams messages instead of an email, or sometimes a group email is more appropriate. So kind of learning how different types of people like to communicate or what's best for your project. Another thing I would say is, the best way to know if the project management route is good for you is probably just to try it out. I think it's okay to try it out initially and become a deputy or assistant project manager and see what you think of it. See what you think about writing scopes or budgeting or managing a team, because it's pretty different than the more technical engineering skills or projects that you work on in the day-to-day. So see if you enjoy doing these more soft skills type tasks. And it's also okay if you go into this route and you decide this isn't really the best for you, it's not the best for your career. It's okay to then shift back to being a more technical engineer. I think it's pretty valuable, even if you don't decide to go the PM route, if you still learn some of those soft skills. I think it's really applicable for just you being a team member of a project, learning different people's, like I said, communication skills, but how other people learn or the best way to connect with everyone. So if you're considering going down the PM route, at least that's where I am too. I think it's good to like start out on a small scale to see if you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with all of that. I think it's really important to just, you know, try things out and see if you like it. That's the best way to learn, obviously. And I think that's it for this episode. So we hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you guys again in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.